Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
And today we have some very sad news for our listeners. Today is Kay's final Yasashi Eigo Kaiwa Podcast.
Yes.
Right.
さんこんにちは、今日は私の最後のエピソードということで、聞いていただけるとありがたいです。です私事ですごく僭越なんですけど、今日の、ポッドキャストの最後にちょっとコメントなどさせていただけたらなと思います。ではでは今日のダイアログのお話についていきたいと思うんですけど、今日のトピックはキャットフィッシングについてですね、これは何かというと、まずこのアキャットフィッシュっていうのはナマズのことなんですね、本来は。でも最近これはスラングとして出会い系アプリなんかにおいてなりすましをしている人のことをあ、キャッフィッシュっていう風にも言うようになりましたから、なりすましとかあと桜、日本語で言うと桜とかのことをあの、あ、キャッフィッシュ、ナマズという風に言います。
Right, so this is kind of a new word from about 10 years ago, and it involves a person who's hiding his or her identity on the internet. Especially a man at these romance on dating sites, or somebody trying to get money from someone like that.
Right. And why is it called catfishing?
Good. Catfish are very slow fish, right? So they're kind of easy to catch. So it kind of comes from that. Something that's easy to catch something.
なるほど。ナマズはゆっくりしてるから。なるほど。へー。勉強になります。Okay. And can we go to our dialogue today?
Yes, that's all. We're going to our dialogue.
ではでは、今日のダイアログの説明ですけれども、とある女の子が、オンラインデートアプリで出会った男の人と出会うというところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Today was the most fun I had in a while.
Me too.Can I walk you home?
Oh, actually, I have a date at the cafe by the library.
Okay. Where did you meet him?
Actually, I haven't met him yet. We matched on an online dating site. But we've talked a lot online.He's really kind and funny. He's so hot in all of his pictures. And he graduated from Tokyo University.
Wow. He seems like quite a catch. But are you sure he's safe? He seems too good to be true. I don't want to upset you.But do you think there's a chance he might be a catfish? I mean, he's good looking, funny, and clever.
He seemed really genuine when we talked.
Do you have a photo of him now?
No. Oh, I'm scared now. What if he is a catfish?
Hey, I can stay with you from a distance to make sure you're safe. If it's a hot guy, I'll just leave. And if it's a creepy old guy or something, I'll act like there's a problem and call you.
You'll do that for me? Thanks, you're the best.Oh, it's nearly time. Oh, I'm scared and nervous and kind of excited. I hope he is who he says he is. Oh, there he is. He isn't a catfish. See?
Wait. That guy. That's my brother. You better watch out.
Ah, I thought he looked familiar.
Haha, So the man's brother is the catfish.
Yeah, what a coincidence. これはね、あの、なりすましじゃなくても気まずいですよね。友達の弟と付き合うっていう。
So he's not an old person, but
no.
He's kind of a strange person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. ではでは今日のね、最初の面白い表現に行ってみたいんですけど、まず最初に女の子と男の子が、あの、そろそろお別れをするっていう、あの、こう、時になって、これからどうすんのみたいな感じで女の子が、あの、聞かれて、あ、実はね、これから出会い系アプリで知り合った男の子とデートするんだよねっていう風に言ってます。で、あの、男の子は、会ったことあんのっていう風に聞くんですけど、女の子は、実は会ったことないんだけど、でも彼ってすっごくかっこいいのっていう風に言ってます。Hot ってかっこいいとかセクシーってことですね。
Right, so hot again means sexy, right. Okay, what、singers or what actors do you think are kind of hot?
Okay, of course, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is number one. Right. And everybody notice the pronunciation again. Hot.
Ah, yes, hot.
North American pronunciation, Canada, the United States, you got to open your mouth big. If you say that, it sounds like you're from California or Toronto.
でも彼はもう全部の写真を見てもかっこいいし、しかもね、東大出身なんだよねっていうふうに言ってますから、学歴もいいんだよねっていうふうに言ってます。で、男の子はそれに対して、わー、quite a catch っていうふうに言ってますが、これは相当素晴らしいね、逃してはいけない人だねっていう意味で、スラングですね。
Yeah, it's a good expression if you get a nice boyfriend or girlfriend. You can say, oh, I really got quite a good catch here. Or you can say to your friend, you got quite a good catch. So you can use it for either boyfriend or girlfriend. Of course, it comes from fishing, right?
Right. でも男の子はちょっとあまりにもプロフィールができすぎているので、気を悪くしないでほしいんだけど、それってなりすましとかじゃないって心配してます。To upset someone で誰々の気分を害するという意味です。
Right, so it can mean, to very make someone disappointed. He doesn't want to disappoint her like that. He doesn't want to upset her. So it can be like that. Well, also it can be to make someone angry. For example, he really upset me with those comments. I got angry. So it's like that, to disappoint someone or to make them angry.
Okay.でも女の子は、でも喋ってる時はなんかすごい本当っぽい感じだったけどなっていうの言ってます。じゃあ、what is this genuine?
Right, to be genuine is to be real, to be honest, like that. You always want people, right, to be honest and genuine.
でも男の子がやっぱり女の子のことが心配だというので、あの、待ち合わせ場所について行って離れたところから見てるから、もしもその人が変なこうおじいちゃんとかだったら電話してすぐに帰れるようにしてあげるっていうふうに言ってます。Creepy で変なおかしなという意味です。
Right, so it can mean kind of like strange, like、what he said was creepy, or it can be、terrible. For example, those clothes are creepy. They're horrible.
horrible.、ね、
also, it can mean scary like that. For example, a cemetery is creepy.
Yes.
So creepy has these kind of two meanings. One is kind of like strange. And the other is scary.
で今日の最後の面白い表現に行きたいと思います。女の子がその申し出に対して本当にありがとうっていうふうに言います。で、ああなんか時間になってきた、ちょっと怖いな。でもやっぱりちょっと楽しみだなっていうふうに言ってます。Kinda excited っていうふうに言ってますが、この kinda っていうのは kind of を短くした表現ですね。
Right, people always say this in real conversation. For example, it's kinda nice outside today. Or the test was kinda difficult. Like that. Try to use that in your real conversation.
Yeah, it sounds really natural.
Right. And with that, let's listen at natural speed. And then after this, we'll talk a little bit more about Kay's final day here.
Today was the most fun I had in a while.
Me too. Can I walk you home?
Oh, actually, I have a date at the cafe by the library.
Okay. Where did you meet him?
Actually, I haven't met him yet. We matched on an online dating site, but we've talked a lot online. He's really kind and funny. He's so hot in all of his pictures. And he graduated from Tokyo University.
Wow, he seems like quite a catch. But are you sure he's safe? He seems too good to be true. I don't want to upset you, but do you think there's a chance he might be a catfish? I mean, he's good looking, funny, and clever.
He seemed really genuine when we talked.
Do you have a photo of him now?
No. Oh, I'm scared now. What if he is a catfish?
Hey, I can stay with you from a distance to make sure you're safe. If it's a hot guy, I'll just leave. And if it's a creepy old guy or something, I'll act like there's a problem and call you.
You'll do that? For me? Thanks, you're the best. Oh, it's nearly time. Oh, I'm scared and nervous and kind of excited. I hope he is who he says he is. Oh, there he is. He isn't a catfish. See?
Wait, that guy? That's my brother. You better watch out.
Ah, I thought he looked familiar.
Can you tell us a little about yourself?
はい、私は広島大学の1年生で生物生産学部で生物を学んでいます。
I'm a freshman at Hiroshima University and my major is biology.
私の趣味は家庭菜園でジャガイモなどを今育てています。
Again, today's podcast is Kay's final Yasashi Eigo Kaiwa. Mm. She has been with us for about 5.5 years.
Wow.
5.5 years. Everyone, can you imagine what you were doing that long ago?
Yeah.
Actually, yes. So in early 2015,
yes, May,
she was in
May.
One of my classes as a
yes.
freshman.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, her English is really good. and then we hired her, and she is quite a catch. That's one expression from our dialogue today.
Right?
She was quite a catch. Anyways, in the beginning, her English was good, but recently it's great, right? All
oh
of you
goodness,
think
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
And during this 5.5 years, she's really helped a lot of listeners, not only in Japan, but around the world, right? We do have a lot of listeners, right?
Oh, I hope
so.
So
we want to thank Kay from the bottoms of our hearts. After this, she's going to graduate with a master's degree in biology, a master's degree, right? And then she's going to look for some work, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think so.
Okay. So, Kay, do you have any final comments?
Okay. まずは皆さん、この5年間とちょっと、私のポッドキャストにお付き合いいただいてありがとうございました。ありがとうございました、本当に。
Yeah,
and thank you so much for you, Joe. Thank you. Thank you so much for hiring me.
ね、
いつもクビにされるのではないかとドキドキしていましたが。
No, no, no.
もう私から皆さんに言えることはほとんどないんですけど、なんか、よく、英語どうやって勉強しましたかとかって聞かれるので、最後にそれについてお話ししたいと思うんですけど、私はもう 100% 日本人で、外国に行ったこともちっちゃい頃はほとんどなくって、ただ英語が好きっていうだけでここまでやってきたんですけど、こう、英語が好きだけど上手にできなくて歯がゆいっていう人に言いたいのは、英語は言葉を使ったただの遊びなので、ただのパズルなので、世界中にいっぱいプレイヤーがいる遊びとして、みんなでこう楽しんで勉強していこうって思ったらいいんじゃないかなと思います。So,for people who want to improve their English, please don't take it too serious. English is just a game that you can play with words. And there are so many players out there that you can have good time together. So please keep fun learning English together. Please have fun playing with that game. So I hope...Your future will be bright. ね、頑張ってくださいとしか言えないんですけど、今までありがとうございました。Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Kay. Really, we appreciate all the things you've done for us. Everybody out there, you can listen to some of Kay's older podcasts, and you'll find that they're all really good. And our podcast will continue next week and everything. Uh-huh. We'll have a new person here, so you can look forward to the new person too. So everyone, keep studying English, and we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye. Don't forget me.